Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to part two of my testimonial of how I discovered the great investment of living in a life for Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, the one many people refer to as Jesus. Here is part two to this testimonial. If you missed part one, you can go to this radio station archives and listen to it, or you can go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org and you can see the complete video of the investment I made, the world's best investment, and it's the title, How I Became Rich Overnight. Here's part two. Enjoy. Decided to accept Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, as his Messiah. But I was really confused. How could I be Jewish and follow Jesus? I was very confused. And then I did a little bit more research and I found out that he was Jewish. I said, oh, this is going to be easy. I'm just going to follow what he said to do. And I continued on that path, and I ended up writing a book, taking all of the scriptures about health out of from the Bible, and writing a book called Health According to the Scriptures. And I started to teach all over in churches about health and healing and health in the Bible. And I was like, wow, this is truly an important message that needs to get out there. So I started to teach people about how to heal from their diseases and how to get better. And then we talk about investments. It's far the greatest investment that I ever made. The greatest investment that I ever made. And so many people here today are going under the understanding and the thought that, look, we need to survive in this life, making as much money as we can make, as quickly as we can make it, because life is short. And there's not enough time out there. So we have to acquire as much stuff as possible, as quick as possible, to be successful in this life. And one of the greatest things that have helped my financial life, that have helped my spiritual life, that have helped me on every level. And for all of you that are watching, I'm telling you right now, if you want to be successful and rich, more rich than you could ever be, you have to understand about the investment that happens after your time here on earth. And some people might refer to that as the afterlife, or I'm not talking about reincarnation. I'm talking about where the Bible says directly what happens to us and where we are going and the investment we store up. You see, you might be here saving up for a 401k plan or some investment opportunity, or putting your money into Bitcoin to make some quick cash or something like this. But I'm telling you, the real investment comes from knowing that life doesn't end when you die. Wow. Life doesn't end when you die. And depending on the investment you're making here while you have this life here on earth is going to determine what happens with that investment later on. And by me going out there and sharing my story with others and prayerfully hopefully people will get it. Chasing money and inquiring more things in this life is not the answer. It's not the key to become rich. The best investment you can make is not found in a stock. It's not found in a Bitcoin. It's not found in money markets. It's not found in how much interest somebody's charging. It's not found in a financial institution. The best investment you can make is found in the holy word of our wonderful creator, the world's greatest health book, the word of a wonderful creator. It's understanding the instructions and what he says to do and how he says to do it and living that life. you think about this. I used to be scared of death, thinking once I die, I'm dead and everything is over with and there's nothing else. And I see so many people running around trying to obtain great health because they're scared of death. Well, even death cannot keep us from this wonderful investment, because Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, even brought people back to life here, even himself. But the investment we are to make goes way beyond life that we know it. And if you truly want to become rich, I'm telling you right now, they say, oh, the richest person in this country is the guy, Jeff Bezos, or the one from Microsoft and Linda, Bill Gates and all these other. No, the richest people in this world today are the people that are making a true investment in their future. And I remember I had an opportunity when that fellow handed me that book to deny it or keep it and read it. And it wasn't the first time in my life that somebody gave me this financial investment opportunity. But I had passed it on so long for so many times in the past. And finally, I decided to investigate it for myself. How many of you are ready to make the greatest investment of your life? How many of you are trying or would be willing to even prove me wrong? Go ahead and do it for yourself. And just start off, whether you read it in the past or read it now. I read the Gospel of John in the scriptures. I accepted Yeshua as who he says he was, with a belief, trust, and understanding. And my life has become like a backwoods country song. That's right. A country song, the guy loses his wife, his job, his dog, his whole life. And everything, his money and everything. But Yahweh, our wonderful creator, has reversed that around for me. And every day I walk around as a rich man. And I want to share this advice with others because this is the greatest investment you can make. Now, any of you that are watching, that are truly interested in your health from a physical level, I think it's extremely important to make that investment by eating a healthy diet. The foods that our Creator gave us, found in Genesis 1:29 in the Bible, the fruits and vegetables is the food for man. And putting your understanding in the great healing medicine of herbs and plants that he gave us. And like I said, an emergency room is great for an emergency, but there's a greater emergency and there's a bigger emergency room that people need to look at. And you have an opportunity. You have this opportunity. I'm a man that's here, that's lived it. And I've seen infomercials on the internet and TV that say something, or multi-level marketing programs and all this stuff. And people say, if you're not going to try it, if you're going to deny it before trying it, how do you know it's going to work or not work? And that's what I'm telling you. I denied this information that prolonged my richness for many years. And I don't want people to make the mistakes I made. There are people in my life right now, my own family members, my blood relatives, some people in my life that I grew up with, that I'm very close with in life, that they're not ready to make that investment. And I do my best. I help people get better with their diet and health, and giving them some natural supplements to overcome their physical health. But what I see here is people living in fear. I see people living in fear of grasping opportunities that are before them because they don't want to lose everything. That's their fear. They don't want to invest all their money, all their life, and everything they have in one thing, because their fear of losing. And it's this fear that's holding people back of losing everything. And from a financial standpoint, it's not wise to put all your eggs in one basket, so to say. Because if one does go bad, you have something else still there. But that idea doesn't work when it comes to this investment in the kingdom to come. It has to be all or none. And fear is only holding you back from changing your life on such an amazing level. There are many people out there, like myself, that do not have a relationship, an understanding of the Bible, or a relationship with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, that have physically gotten better from a disease, just like I did. But there's still something missing. There's still something missing. And only when I decided to go on faith and make that declaration and that understanding and accepting the Bible as the true word of God and accepting that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is who he says he was. I was amazed. And the fearful mind and the thing that hold us back would say something like, well, you've never seen him, so how do you know he's real? You've never personally seen Jesus. You've never even saw a video of him. You never even saw a picture of him. How do you know he's real? And I ask you, do you believe Abraham Lincoln was real? Or George Washington? Have you ever literally seen a video or a picture of them, a true picture? Have you ever met them? But you know they're real. Why? Because history is real. History is real. Because you know that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that spent time and saw these presidents or these figures, these people in history. Well, I could tell you all the same thing. That Jesus, the one, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is not a made-up character. History shows that there were many, many people with him. It's absolutely amazing. And I want to encourage everyone to see this wonderful movie called A Case for Christ, of a man who did not believe. He was an investigative reporter, and he literally denied and denied and denied that history is real when it comes to Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And just see that movie. If you have any doubt of what I'm saying is true, it's called A Case for Christ. See that movie. And I want to encourage all of you. I want to encourage all of you to not take my words for it. Read it for yourself. So if you never read a Bible, start. It's called The Gospel of John. Start there. If you've never read it, open it up and read that. And do one thing before you do that. Pray. Some of you have never prayed before in your life. You know, even if you think I'm wrong and I'm crazy and you don't agree with this message, pray. Ask whatever you want to call it, a wonderful creator. I'm about to read this Gospel of John. I want to know if this is real, if this is true. If this is, God, speak to me. Speak to me. That's it. And then read it. And any of you that do not have a copy of a Bible, you can get it anywhere. You can read it online. You can read it on your phone. A lot of people read it on their phone today. And you can get one anywhere, walking about just about any church building, and you can get one. But if there's anyone that's scared or embarrassed, or you don't want to open up a computer that says that, I'll be happy to send you a copy of the Bible. If you want one, just contact me or put it below the video or email me through my website. I'll give you one. Start with the Gospel of John and read that. But remember, pray first. Just pray first. And This is the answer of how I got rich literally overnight, by making that decision, by making that decision that I'm going to follow Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And I pray people make the right decision also. My brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my some friends of mine, and just a good amount of people around me have not yet been willing to go out on faith and make that decision because fear surrounds them. When you watch the media, when you watch the news all day long, when you watch things and ask questions, well, what if, and use all these negative words of society, you're basically living in fear. You're basically living in fear. And I'm here, I was scared. I was scared of my disease. I was scared of death. I was scared of failure. I was scared of all these different things. But basically, the message of the word of our Creator that you'll find in the scriptures and the teachings of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, goes against the idea of fear. As a matter of fact, it tells us, fear not. It tells us, do not be in dismay. Literally, you have nothing to fear. And fear holds us back from so many things, so many dreams, so many things we want to accomplish in life. Fear holds us back. And many of you, or many people, they won't even read the scriptures because the fear of their life changing. It's a bad thing. Fear's not good. Fear's not good. And fear of getting sick, fear of what am I going to do if I don't have the job, fear of my medical insurance, if that runs out, fear of this, and fear of the weather, and fear of this thing, and fear, 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 fear. That's the way of the world today. And it hasn't changed. All the way back from when I was sick and I had my illness, and the fear connected to that, and the fear of making people do things. Do you know when you go to a hospital, a doctor knows and is trained how to work on your fear and will make you make decisions that in your right mind thinking in the right situation, you would never do something like that. But because the fear in your mind is that, well, if you don't do this, you're going to die. And people, what? I got to do this. I got to put toxic chemicals and toxic drugs in my body because the doctor said this. The doctor said this. Well, remember what I said about doctors. Fear. There are things in life that's going to keep you sick and broke. Sick and broke. And it's fear, unforgiveness, hate, revenge, all these emotions, all these things that the society and this world today promotes is going to keep you sick and broke. And it goes, it's the antithesis to what the scriptures teach, where the scriptures teach us hope, faith, and love. It's the difference. And you all have to make that choice and make that decision. And I pray you make the right decision. So I want to thank you for listening to this here and pray that you make that decision and change my life completely, completely. And I've seen it change many others. I've seen it change many others. So thank you for watching, everybody. Have a blessed day. Stop fearing man and make that right decision. Pray to our Creator that He'll open your eyes. Read the Gospel of John, and then read the rest of the Word if you're inspired to do so. But find a quiet place and let our Creator speak to you. Let Him speak to you. Ask Him. God, whatever you want to call Him, I call Him Yahweh, our Creator. Show me if this is true. Reveal to me if this is the way. And reveal to me if I've been missing something. And leave it up to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. And may you experience the joy and the richness that I've experienced. And thank you for listening to my story of how I became rich practically overnight. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening to my testimonial of a Jewish person growing up as an atheist with Jewish parents, not knowing the Messiah, and how I ended up where I am today. And I pray that something I said helped you to understand not just about me and myself, but really about this amazing investment that we could all make to become rich. And not just from the richness of this world and what this world calls rich, to understand where our real source of richness comes from. So I pray that this really blessed you today. And again, if you missed part one to this, go back to the archives of this radio station from the previous day, and you could hear part one, or you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and this message, the complete message you can hear there, was titled, How I Became Rich Overnight. And since this testimony had taken place, my life has been transformed completely. See, when I started doing this, I was a health teacher. I had gotten better from an illness that doctors today still don't have a cure for. And physically, I got well again, and I was teaching in all these environments and welcome to teach in all these environments with me having no connection to any spiritual practices or beliefs at all. But then when I accepted Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, as my Messiah, persecution began. And I started to get notices that I was no longer allowed to speak at certain places. Or I was no longer allowed to hand out Bibles at places, or even mention a Bible at some places. They would say, this message is about health and life, not about the Bible. And I would say, but the Bible is about health and life. It's about everything. And amongst this testimonial, today, many years later, there are people that come to me that originally tell me they listened to my message to learn about health, not knowing I had any connection to the Bible or the scriptures at all. They were just there for health reasons. And then after hearing my testimonial, and after many years of going by, they ended up developing a relationship with Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, and accepting Him as their Messiah. And then today we could fellowship now as brothers and sisters. So Yahweh opens up doors for us, sometimes that we don't know where He's leading us, or why He's opening up these doors. But I can tell you now, as a Jewish atheist that grew up in Brooklyn, to where I am now, traveling all over the world and getting my message out here of our Creator's message and sharing that with the world, it reminds me of the Apostle Paul, who grew up under a certain teaching in a certain way, and he's the last person in all of the scriptures, in all of the world ever to exist, that you would think would have ended up of following and becoming such a strong soldier for Yeshua and to carry out that message. But that's exactly what happened. And I'm here to tell you today that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, and not just you, but whether it's your family or your friends or people you know today that do not believe in Yeshua, they don't want anything to do with the scriptures. Just like I had a transformation, just like in the Bible, the Apostle Paul had a transformation. Every single one of us has an opportunity to let Yahweh use us the way that He desires to use us, and He will. So we need to continue to pray for one another and pray for ourselves. and never stopped seeking Him and drawing closer to Him and always wanted more and more. You know, and not letting the enemy distract us with the enemy ways and everything else. So I want you all to be encouraged. I get a lot of prayer requests for people's families and friends that they would come to know our wonderful Messiah. And it's the desire that all people should know and have a relationship with Him and feel His wonderful healing richness that He brings us every single day. But we also have to trust our Creator and His plan that says it's for good and not disaster, that gives us all a future and a hope. For in His word He says, I know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and a hope. He says in His word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways, so they will live. And ultimately, He does give us a choice of which path we want to follow, which way we want to choose. And some people will make that decision overnight. For others, it's a work in them that needs to be done. Some will be brought to the lowest depths of their life, in whether it be in jail or in sickness with a disease or some other situation. But instead of getting angry or upset about Creator, why would you do this to my family member, or why would you do this to my friend? We have to trust Yahweh and know that He's working. And sometimes it takes shaking a person up that much to transform them and turn them around and let them see and know the truth. So no matter where you are today, I want you all to be encouraged. That is a better place, a higher place, a closer place for all of us in the future. And as I'm doing this, I remember as, you know, for 30 years I lived without knowing my Messiah. And I had friends I grew up with. And I lost track with some of them, but I received a card one day in the mail from a friend who I grew up with, who I knew since I was literally born. And she said, you know, I know we lost track over the years, but I just want to let you know I've been listening to your radio program, and I've accepted Yeshua as my Messiah, and amen and hallelujah. It's like, wow. And then other messages, people will say, Paul, just think. They're in Australia, all the way on the other side of the world. They said, just think, your book made it to the other side of the world. Praise Yah. It's not my book. It's not my message. It's my testimonial and my story of how Yahweh has transformed my life and made me rich overnight. And I'm telling everyone and sharing this great investment with everyone, the greatest investment you could make. And that is to accept Yeshua as your Messiah and pray and draw closer to Him each day. So thank you for listening to my testimonial. Have a great day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Shelter for the weak.